A police crackdown on drivers using their mobile phones has led to a 40% increase in the number of fines being issued. Road safety advocates are encouraged by the numbers, saying using a cell phone is one of the most dangerous things a driver can do. But as Ben Strang reports, many, including crash victims, think more action is needed.
I think it's great that they are really pushing it. We need a sledgehammer approach. It's so much, happening so much on our roads that we really do need to push this hard.
That's Jade Beale, and she knows better than most the dangers cell phone use poses. She and two others were hit head-on by a driver who was focused on her mobile phone. The offending driver died behind the wheel, while Ms. Beale and the others in her car suffered horrific injuries that took years to recover from. New figures show that last year, 36,000 people copped an $80 fine and 20 demerit points for using their phones while driving. That was up more than 10,000 on the year before. Just last month, Wellington officers at checkpoints caught 312 people using their phones, and Inspector Derek Orchard says that's too many.
It is disappointed that we are still catching people that are driving whilst distracted. They're focusing on their devices instead of focusing on the road.
Mr. Orchard says targeting mobile phone use is one of the key priorities for his team because it poses such a high risk for everyone on the road. That approach pleases Dylan Thompson, the Automobile Association's road safety spokesperson, but he says a huge number of drivers will be getting away scot-free.
Most drivers will be very, very happy to know that that the police are cracking down and that they have caught a whole bunch more drivers. But at the same time, unfortunately, this isn't something that the police can fix on their own, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
AA's own research shows 1 in 40 drivers use their phone on any given day.
There's a lot of work to be done to actually get people to recognise that this is risky on the roads and to make the safe choice themselves, because you know the police are never going to be able to be everywhere at all times, and we've got a lot of people out there who would think of themselves as safe drivers and good drivers, but for some reason with the cell phone one they think that that this is okay to do and it doesn't really add any risk, and it's not true.
Dylan Thompson says the AA wants to see the introduction of technology that's being used overseas to discourage cell phone use by drivers. That includes mobile phone cameras. Positioned above the road, they look down on a vehicle to see if someone has a phone tucked away near the steering wheel. New cars on the market boast technology that can tell if the driver's eyes aren't on the road and sound alerts or hit the brakes accordingly. And cell phone companies themselves are coming up with solutions, with some phones automatically shutting down once a vehicle is travelling at a certain speed. For Morning Report, Ben Strang.